Triple M's Rush Hour starts in 10 seconds.
I'm already getting excited.
Thanks to the new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Swear by it, not at it. The ball designed for you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
And no, Jim, thank God for that.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I've had both shoulders reconstructed because I've had 128 kilos of fat Brownless sitting on me.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Yes, we do feel good. Bill and Daisy, no Jim. It is magnificent. Triple M's Rush Hour. And welcome, Daisy.
Thank you, Billy. It's great to be here again for this, my fourth day in the studio with you. We're still going. I haven't been sacked yet, and you're still going beautifully.
Well, just give it another day, and you're hungover again. So 4 days out of four, well done, because you got life membership. We'll talk about that very shortly. We got Bridget Duclos coming on. Do you know Bridget?
I have known Bridget for a little while, worked with her back in the day. One of your favourites, I'm meant to believe, Bill.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah? Her and Jim worked together very closely for a while there. We never got to the bottom of that.
Is this going to be like when Rhonda came in and I didn't get a word in, you just flirted your way through 15 minutes of a segment?
Well, me and Rhonda did do some nice stuff in the jungle. And we're going to open the line to the callers because Bridge always brings in a topic. That's what I love about Bridge. She brings in a topic. Might have a chat about, shut up, Bridge, you know what I mean? Might have a chat about Polly Farmer, of course, who was one of the Geelong greats and AFL greats, WA greats.
Big story in AFL, that
and
is.
And what about the king of the jungle who's coming on late to tell his joke? Who is it?
He's replaced you, Bill. Miguel will be on the phones to finish the show with one of his jokes, and hopefully it's better than yours.
It won't be, and you will not understand it.
Not one word. No, we can't do subtitles because it's radio, so you're all stuffed.
Because he's Spanish. G'day, Raps.
The LA Lakers and the home of the greatest athlete in the world today, LeBron James, the king. Woo!
Oh. So who's that?
Ric Flair.
I thought it was Donald Trump for a minute and Session Tong Duka or whoever he said the other day. Now tell us about last night, Days. A very good night for the Collingwood Football Club and five of your teammates.
It certainly was, mate. It was a real honour to be awarded life membership. To be honest with you, I was a touch nervous getting up there in front of the Old Faithful after obviously defecting across to Carlton.
Yes.
Wasn't sure how I'd be received, and to have the opportunity to give a speech, to thank the members and supporters, because I didn't really get to do that on the way out because I didn't go to the last best and fairest because it was agreed in everyone's best interest, mainly my safety, that I shouldn't rock up. So to do that, obviously be respectful of the club that I just came from as well. I was a touch nervous, but it was a great night. Tyson Goldsack, Jared Blair, Sherrod Wellingham, Darren Jolly, and Ian Cooper, all inductees on the night as well. To share it with them was a real treat. Had some fantastic memories there, some brilliant times, and it was a really nice night.
And a special services award too?
To Joffa, the great man in the gold jacket. Everybody thinks that Joffa is the man in the yellow jacket, or the gold jacket, if you will. He's done some amazing things at our football club. He was the idea behind Bring a Blanket Day, which helps out the homeless people around the city. So for him to be acknowledged in that way was fantastic.
Now, Darren Jolly, I had no idea. He got up and spoke, had no idea the hardships he's been through. And we've just got a little bit here. We might play that, Rebs.
I can stand here tonight and say everything I was going through broke me. After a long, slow burn, I had this unrealistic expectation that I could fix everything on my own. One day I finally acknowledged to myself I couldn't get through this mess on my own and needed help. It was the day I almost did something stupid and ended my life. Everything was too much to handle and I lost control. I'm not ashamed to stand here tonight and tell you that I spent time in hospital to deal with my issues. I look back now and can say it was the best thing that I could have ever done.
Wow, that is from the heart. That's Darren Jolly last night at the Collingwood Life Membership Hospital, separated from his wife and kids, and his business went broke, Days.
Yeah, he's obviously had some really hard times, and for him to come out last night, as you said, speak from the heart, address the Collingwood faithful, and his teammates as well. A lot of these things that you never really know are going on. We catch up yearly as our premiership reunion. We knew he'd had some hardships throughout the past few years, but to the extent we'd never really knew. So for him to be so brave and open and honest and to share that. The response from, we have a group chat of the premiership,
yep,
and the response of the boys just getting around him is not unexpected, but it's just fantastic. So we'll certainly lean on him. It's fantastic that he has spoken up so everyone can get around him, because he's a ripping fella. He deserved a life membership, a two-time premiership hero of Sydney and Collingwood footy clubs. And hopefully it's onwards and upwards from here.
Yeah, all the best to Darren, who is a good fella, you're right. And I had no idea that was going on, so all the best to him. Did you get your membership, your life membership, for 100 games for 10 years service or the premiership?
Probably the 100 games and the premiership. I didn't make it quite to 10 years service, but
just give them out today if you win a premiership.
Well, if you win a premiership, which you obviously didn't, are you a life member? No?
Oh, four times life membership of the Cat.
Maybe you didn't know you're in Geelong's Hall of Fame last year.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, we don't have a big night and you get inducted. They go, well done, champ, at the bar.
That's, well, yeah, anyone who played post 1952 gets an award now. So to have that for the premiership was fantastic. So Jared Blair was, he played 12 games when he won his premiership, so he was a life member after 12 games, effectively.
Hey, well done. Well done, Daze. Great to see you winning that, and, of course, part of the Triple M team this year. Bridget DeClos is in the building. She's up next. She's looking good. Wow-wee.
Our next guest has been Triple M royalty for nearly 30 years.
I used to talk a lot on the radio. Now I need to talk every now and then, so I miss talking.
She started her career reading the news on Network 10.
Hello again, Bridget Duclos with Night Watch.
Before eventually finding a home on the M's, working on the cage with our own JB.
I felt like saying it's not about you, Paul. Preta, what's your name? Whatever.
Now she pops in from time to time to keep these two in check.
Do you think it's weird that my son wants me to throw my keys in the bowl?
Please welcome the top flight, Bridget Duclos.
Hello again, Bridget Duclos. Hello. Billy Brownless.
Hello, Billy, and a very big welcome. Oh, I shouldn't be welcoming you, Daisy. You're the host, but hello.
No, do it anyway.
Lovely to have you
now
here on Triple F.
Thank you very much. Great to have you back.
You've had enough of that footy business, surely. Good.
Either I had enough of that or they had enough of me.
Either way.
Whichever way you painted, I'm here. So it's great to have you
good
in.
Good on you.
No, you are a host because you hosted the hot breakfast during the summer.
Well, I am a host and you're not, which is what I'm wondering. What the hell are you doing in this
I'm the more senior. And very good at it.
So many questions. Firstly,
what do you got?
Where is the top flight? Like, how do you start a show without the host?
Yeah.
Okay, where's the top flight?
Good point. He's on sabbatical.
What, 5 months not long enough for his holiday?
No, he has another 3 weeks.
Another
He'll be back.
3 weeks.
He's back when the footy season starts.
All right. Question number two, why don't you dress more like Daisy, who is in a matching Adidas suit?
Looks like it is, Justin Bieber.
He looks like, exactly. He looks fabulous.
No, it looks ridiculous. How old are you, Daisy?
Well, I got some strong feedback
on
this.
You're a spunk, Daisy.
Oh, Bridge, hello.
How old are you?
I thought this was going to play out very differently, that you'd be the one flirting here.
Oh, no.
We did breakfast,
mate. Coming up, Daisy, at the minute.
We did breakfast. How old are you, Daisy?
There's something new to look at. This is fabulous.
Yeah. I'm 32, Bill.
And 32, you've got a full Adidas tracksuit, top and bottom.
Matching Adidas tracksuit.
Three-quarter bottoms.
I've rolled them up for a bit of swag, a bit of straight drip.
Yeah, I'm liking your look, Daisy. I like it. I think you look fat. You could just take a leaf is all I'm saying.
Like
I
did offer. Cat Day Night or something.
I did offer to bring you one in tomorrow, Bill. My good friends at Adidas would have certainly looked after you.
Well, I'll wear one if it comes. Look, we're going to take a photo and we're going to put it on the web.
I'd be very happy to wear one too, just tell Adidas while you're at it.
Triple M Rush Hour Instagram if you want to see Daisy's purple Adidas tracksuit. I like it.
I'd call it a royal blue, actually.
That's purple.
I think it's royal blue.
No, that's purple.
All right, we won't argue because it's radio. Really hard for people to know.
I thought you would have known that.
But listen, Bill, I want to talk to you. We did breakfast together. We hosted breakfast together.
Hot breakfast.
Before the summer holidays. And you told me a big fat lie.
What did I tell you?
You told me you were going to Vanuatu, which is why you couldn't do the second week with us, and you went off to the bloody jungle.
I did go to Vanuatu. I went there for Christmas with my family.
On the way to the jungle?
No, and then I came back and then I went to the jungle.
Okay, so the question is, did you know that you were going to the jungle when you worked with me and we were having a good, honest relationship? Did you know you were going to the jungle?
Yes.
You're a lying man.
And we were talking about it, about who'd be going in, and you sat there and lied.
No, sometimes you've got to tell white lies. It's okay to tell
white lies.
People, football clubs tell them every day. Everyone tells
a
white lie.
Right.
Yes, I bet you tell today you would have told a white lie.
I have not told a lie today. Yesterday.
How old are you?
I have not told a lie today.
No, everyone tells.
I'll tell you how old I am. Yeah. 42.
You liar. See?
I don't know how you didn't tell.
Well, because we weren't allowed to, because it was a surprise.
But you're you are the biggest blabbermouth that ever drew.
It was hard, because I had the boys, and we're all going up to the Magic Millions in the middle of January, and I had to keep saying, I can't, not sure, I'll check the diary, I'm not sure if I can go. And, of course, I nearly could have gone. I was only in for about 6 days. He came second, you know. Did you watch it?
Popular man, and a bit of viewing for people. I really apologise, boys. I didn't watch it only because it was on at a time I wasn't available. How was it?
It was a very interesting experience to wake up next to the great man shirtless in his dad's boxes with plums hanging out. Was not something I'll look back on fondly.
Well, Bridget's seen that.
And may I say, it's not something I want to see again.
What have you been doing then, Bridge?
Oh, me? Yeah, well, so I haven't been to a jungle. Where have I been? Oh, I've been, well, I've gone back to uni. I'm now in my second year.
She goes to uni, does she?
And what are you studying?
I'm studying a very important study. I study a postgraduate diploma of counselling.
Counselling.
And I've counselled Bill already, and he's a lot better person since talking to me. I've only done one subject. So
and a daughter goes to uni. They all, and their son, they all go to uni and they say g'day and
we're
eat lunch
in a
together.
Share house, a bit of uni house.
A bit of Van Wilder set up, is it? Van Wilder
it's
party
very
liaison.
Strange. Do when you go to your son and get him to look over your assignment and say, can you help me? I can't do it.
Have you been to any of those parties they have? What are they?
Frat party?
The early parties they have.
O week.
Yeah. No, I haven't actually. I don't think I was invited now I think about
it. Along there.
But the best thing is, Daisy, I'm not the oldest in the course.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah, so I'm always a young, and there's an older lady than me who's about 64.
Crikey.
And, but that's going well, and I've just been, hanging around, just waiting for the rush hour to come back so I could come in here after 6 o'clock and say hello.
You love it? Love the time?
Gee whiz, it's a good time of day, isn't it, to be going out?
We'll take a break.
This is the Rush Hour. Daisy and Bill, Bridge Duclos in the studio.
She is. Don't you forget about me, Simple Minds, back announcing Billy down here in the DJ.
No. What's that song called, Raps?
Don't you, in brackets, forget about me. It is.
You. Anyway, Bridge.
Can I just point something out?
Yeah.
Never let. This is why I'm a bit upset. Sorry, Daisy, but I don't know why they're letting you host, because when we did Breakfast Together, he did the most embarrassing. He made a superstar hang up on us during an interview.
Hey.
You remember, you asked him the most stupid question.
I look forward to
this.
We
had Lenny Kravitz. Would you say one of the biggest names in the world? Yeah. Hmm? How exciting. We've got an interview with Lenny Kravitz. And I'm bloody...
Ball bag.
I'm not going to call ball bag, but Billy, can we play? Have you got it there, Rex?
Oh, I do. Here it
is. You've got it. Have a listen
good
to this.
Good throw, Bridge. G'day, mate. It's Bill here from Australia. Can't wait to have a frothy with you, Lenny. Hey, but...
That's a beer, Lenny.
That's a beer, by the way. Hey, mate, what gets in your head? What gets stuck in your head? What music, what song when you're walking around? Because I've just heard this morning, am I going to see your face? Are you going to go my way? So I was wondering what gets stuck in your head, Lenny? Lenny? What's happened?
I'm so sorry, guys. It looks like it's just fallen off.
That's fine.
That's one of the great questions I've ever asked.
Because we can re-ask that question.
That was with Joey. Joey and I were literally stunned. We could not believe. But here's the sad part, Daisy. Triple M allowed him in charge of this. James, if the top flight was here, he'd be having an excellent connection.
Is that a proper hang-up?
No.
Just a walk off and just left the phone there.
Silence. Almost kicked in the emergency tape. Silence was that long.
We tried that one day, remember? We went off air to see what happens, but feedback on your trackie.
Oh, yeah, always positive.
Rishgoon, bit sus, Daisy.
Oh, well, Jamie Park says it looks a bit short, but that's the way you're
I've rolled
rocking
it up a bit, Jamie.
Yeah, you're
so
rocking it.
I like
program champ.
Todd Lloyd. Good on you, Toddy. Come on, Daisy. It's not the AFLX, you flog. Like it.
Well, I like it. And I would like someone to comment as to whether it's royal blue or purple, because there's a little bit of a... we're not sure. And I've got a big announcement.
Yes, please.
And we've got a do-do-do-do.
Come on, Rabs.
Hang on, I've got a phone.
No, I do, actually.
Oh. Right. Do-do-do-do!
Oh. Actually, that's quite fitting for what I'm about to announce. for the very first time in my life, am joining...
Oh, no.
A football team.
Yes. Oh, you are not.
Yeah, I am.
You're not going to play AFLW.
I'm playing Masters.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm playing footy. And And what's funny about it is it's a Masters team, which means
old.
older than AFLW.
Yeah.
However, here's the joy of it. So you train twice a week. You play every second Saturday.
Oh, brilliant. Can you play? Have you?
So I have never, ever in my life, except when I picked up a footy to kick with my son.
Yes.
You know, just trying to be a good mum.
Yeah.
But I had no idea. I've never, ever in my life played footy. So that is what I was going to ask you, Bill, yes. whether you would be my very special personal footy coach.
Oh, jeez.
Did you see much of Bill's career? Are you sure you want to go down that path?
I saw the bit when he once took a mark
and
he kicked a good goal.
Exactly.
And he's told
sirens.
Me he's fabulous. He's told me 100 times how good he is.
How old is Masters?
What?
I'm just asking.
Well, it's over. It's over.
50 or 40?
40.
I might come down and just...
Oh, Billy.
Well, we're playing for the Bloods. I'm playing for the Bloods.
You're called the Bloods.
South Melbourne.
South Melbourne Bloods.
Yeah, I haven't started yet, but I've just been asked to, and I thought, you know how it's all about bucket listing. You just got to do stuff you've never done.
Now,
Daisy, I want to ask you, can you teach an old dog new tricks? That's the question, because I've never, ever played football.
Well, I think in your case, most definitely. You look rather sporty. You look like you've got the attitude right to have a fair dinkum crack.
Yeah, and I don't think we... I think we... we tackle, but we don't. There's a limited, like what you do.
You can't throw to the ground.
Limited contact, I think. Yeah, which suits me, and I'm going to get like a guard.
That's how Billy played most of his career as well. Limited contact.
Have you been to? Have you ran or been to training or pre-season training?
No. It's just started. So, and I've just been asked.
Do you know how to handball?
Thursday. It's tonight. It's now.
Do you know how to handball?
No. I don't know how to do anything. But I'm going to give you my history of sport.
Yes, please.
I was. I play basketball.
Yes,
so I can. I've got a ball sort of sense,
hand-eye
things. I've got them. I once played in a tennis in a D pennant.
That's going to be
deep pennant tennis.
Going to be very helpful in football. Tennis,
yes, yes.
Racquetball skills.
Yeah, I've had 3 golf lessons.
Oh, you're on fire, yes. Girl.
And I came last in a 100-meter sprint. So that's where we're. That's what
long
we're
distance.
With.
Can you run? You're a good long distance runner.
I do a lot of Pilates, that sort of stuff. I don't do a lot of aerobic.
Oh,
but that's anaerobic, isn't it?
But you've got to be able to run and run.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And you've got to have ball skills and you've got to be able to mark and handball.
Well, you
and you can't.
And you couldn't run, though. You couldn't run. Could
Were
you?
There any other options for sports?
Now, do you know what? Is this one of those
darts?
I want to know what all the fuss is about. I love footy watching it, but I've never bloody played it.
Mm.
So I'm really thinking about it. But I'm not going to go into it unless I have my own personal
trainer.
And I immediately, not knowing Daisy was here, went to you, Bill, because I thought the top flight's as good as
you. I don't know where you start.
Well, with you.
Yeah, no, but I don't know where I start.
Well, show me
I throw
how...
ball to you and you take it
See
out
if
in front.
I can catch it. Show me how to catch it.
And then handball it back.
Show me how to kick it.
It's going to be too long. No, I'm not doing it. But
what?
We do have a good topic, thank you, Bridget. I'm not doing it.
Why would
it's
you?
It's too bloody hard.
No one else wants you.
Get stuck, well.
Why would you have Geelong asked you to be coach there? No, I don't think so. So I think you should be honoured. You should be. What was that?
DM'd. He's taken that far too literally that no one else wants him.
I am.
We got a topic, Bridge. We have got a topic, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, so I can go now. I've been used.
Hang around.
No, I'm going. I'm only here for half an hour.
Oh, 1-333. 1-333-53. The topic, Bridge, is.
Oh, I think it's interesting. Can you teach an old dog new tricks? Because that is a saying. You know, they say when you get an older dog, and I'm not a dog or old, as you know, I don't need to point out. However, I'm interested to know. Do you think you can learn things when you brand new skills?
Love it.
And I want to finish by saying you are not a good friend.
Well, I'm a very good friend of you, and I'm being honest. I'm saying I'm not doing it.
All right, I'm going to get a much better footballer than you. You wait.
I'll get Brayshaw or old spaghetti.
No,
arms.
I said a good footballer.
1-333-53. Can you teach an old dog new tricks?
Love it.
Can you?
Yes. Two 4-day passes to give away to the Melbourne Grand Prix.
Oh,
is that
my God. I'll stay.
Rolex Australian Grand Prix.
Rolex.
Yes.
They'll be on time.
Bridge too close, stuck around.
And the topic, thanks to Bridge, is?
Can you teach an old dog new tricks? Because I'm going to join a football team.
Good on you,
and
Bridge.
And I wanted Bill to be my coach, and he said no.
Oh, well, depends. Lisa is there from Victoria.
G'day, Lisa.
G'day, Lisa.
Hey, guys. Hi, Bridge. How are you going?
I'm all right, Lisa. Do you know how to play footy? I need a personal trainer.
I'll have a crack with you.
Oh, really?
What are you doing? What are you doing, Lisa?
Well, I went back to school 3 years ago at 51, nearly 52.
Good girl.
Qualified in, well, I've got 4 more assessments to go, so if anyone needs chemical hair straightenings, come see me.
Well, Billy has no hair, so that's
And then I'll be a qualified hairdresser.
Good on you.
I'm a qualified makeup artist, diploma qualified for TV film bridal special effects.
Wow.
And I threw some beauty in there as well. So I've taught myself, I've had the help with being taught a whole lot of new tricks. And then I went back and started horse riding last
year. Good on you. Back on the horse.
Well done, Lisa.
Charlotte would like her, wouldn't she? Because Charlotte needs hair extensions.
All Billy talks about now is the jungle. So if you haven't watched it, you're stuffed.
I
love Charlotte.
Really? Well, no one else cares.
Glenn's there from Warburton. G'day, Glenn.
Hey, Tim, how you going?
Going wonderful.
Thanks, Glenny boy. What have you done?
I teach martial arts, and we've just had a lady who's retired in her late 60s start with us about a year ago, and she's gone through grading already and achieved the first rank, so yeah.
Oh,
wow.
What belt she got?
Her first one's a yellow belt.
Yeah. Yellow.
Good.
How's it go? Yellow?
And then progressively yellow, goes up to black.
Black's the last one.
Yeah, what's the next one I want to know?
Green?
Yellow, orange, blue, green, brown, black.
Very close.
That's close. Well done.
Well done.
That's fantastic. Bianca's there. Where's she from, Bridge?
Weatherbum.
Weatherburn.
Weatherburn.
G'day, Bianca.
Hi, Bianca.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, very wonderful. Well. How are you?
Wonderful.
What have you done? What have you learnt?
I've literally taught an old dog new tricks.
literally a dog.
It was a legit dog.
What did you teach it?
Well, my dog, Bulldog, aged 11, only knew how to shake and sit. And
that was
now knows to shake with both hands, high five, sit up, lay down, all sorts.
Okay, because obviously this is where the sayings come from, they say.
Yeah.
You have proven that saying is wrong.
Yeah, wrong saying.
Yeah, so... Yes.
Wow, well, I'm going to teach my Lenny some manners because he's five and hasn't got them, and I didn't think it was capable. That's good. It's good to know.
We got Judy in Pakenham. G'day, Judy.
How are you tonight?
Very good. And yourself? What have you been up to?
Not too bad. Bridge, I played in a fun women's team about 20 years ago in the local footy.
Yeah.
It's very rough.
Is it?
You do get hurt, yeah.
Well, that's why we're masters. I think. Yeah. I think there might be a few rule changes, just a couple of little rule changes.
Don't go as hard.
I don't think we're there to.
Yeah, I'm worried about that actually because I don't like rough.
Now, Judy, have you done anything that's on the topic we're calling up for?
Yes. I actually have gone and got a learner's permit for a motorbike.
Oh, nice. I'd love
to. It took me 4 attempts.
Oh, wow. Sounds safe.
And then I went for the full license and I failed. That's have to go back again.
Oh, no.
I dropped my bike.
Oh no. Don't drop your bike.
That's a fail. I would have thought.
That's it?
No, I've got one more.
Hey, Wayne's there. Righto. Mount Martha. G'day, Wayne.
Hey, boys and Bridge. How you going?
Going well, thanks. Well,
thanks, Wayne-o.
It's good. Got the old mum on the iPad. It was a fair bit of a mission. Took me a little while, got her head around it and got her on it, and she turned around and said, well, how do these app things work? And I said, well, what do you want? What do you want to look at? She goes, yeah, about the TAB.
Oh, yes. That's fantastic.
She loves it. Has a pun on the Saturday, and,
I taught my mum internet banking on the iPad, and she doesn't love it so much.
Have you got a number?
Yes, I have. Hey, guess what?
Bet responsibly too with the tab.
Bill, my brother-in-law, Dave, has rung up wanting a Grand Prix tickets. He's visiting from London and they didn't want to take his call.
Oh, what a shame, Dave. Sucked in. Go and see Jill. See Jill on the way out because we have 2 tickets, 4-day passes. So Thursday, Friday, see Jill. Sunday to the Rolex Australian Grand Prix. 25th year.
Yes.
That's a good effort. And
I was in the go-kart challenge on the weekend.
And you missed it. And they includes a merch pack, and all you have to do is go to grandprixstore.com.au. Right,
the winners. That's a good credit. Yeah, who wins?
I like Lisa, who's gone back to school, and she's got a hairdressing, a beauty, a makeup. So well done to you, Lisa. Do you want to go to the Grand Prix?
I certainly would.
Good on you.
Do you want to take Dave, my brother-in-law, because he's looking for some tickets?
And Judy.
Yeah, Judy. She's the motorsports head. She's into the motorbike riding and the race cars by the sound of it.
She didn't get a license, but you want to go, Jude?
That'd be fantastic. Thank you.
What about the lady that actually taught her dog a trick? She's a deserving winner.
Bianca.
Oh, she's a deserving winner.
We got a prize for Bianca.
Come on.
Yes, the All Stars. Yeah.
And Wayne can head along to the All-Star Mile as well, take his mum, and she can use the Tab app live at Crawford Racecourse.
Oh, yes, wow. Indeed.
I'm going to buy my stops.
mrc.racing.com. So that's for Wayne and for Bianca. Everyone wins a prize here on the Rush Hour.
That's right. Bridge, do you need boots?
Yeah.
All right.
You've got to wear footy boots.
We'll speak
footy
after this.
Yeah,
I'll sort
footy.
You out.
Of course. Oh, really?
Do you wear socks and...
No, Bill, they don't. Just
why wouldn't we not wear socks?
I don't know. It's Masters. I don't know what you wear.
Masters, well, we wear old stock.
You got old screw-in
stock. Continue this off air, Bill. This is the Rush Hour on Triple M, and it's all thanks to TaylorMade Golf.
TaylorMade Golf, indeed. The new TaylorMade Golf Tour Responsible. I had a look at this last night. I don't know how, but Max, my son, got one. It's a Tour Responsible. It's a brand new golf ball that is tour quality that doesn't cost the same as tour quality.
More spin, less spend, Bill. Every golf ball has an 100% urethane cover made for premium feel and increased spin around the greens.
It's the TaylorMade Golf Tour Responsible Tour Performance without the tour price tag.
I think we need to get to this, man.
We're going through the jungle!
Oh, no. Oh! I'm just an Australian bloke. This big a little bit funny.
Thank God for Miguel. He'd be a good bloke to marry, except you couldn't understand him.
Miguel.
I don't love him, not a fighter.
That man is something else.
I come from nothing, so I enjoy everything I have.
He's one of the most genuine, big-hearted people I think I've ever associated with.
It's been a hell of a journey. Thanks very much.
Oh, here he is, our favourite Bill, the man who saved our lives in the jungle, cooking us food, feathers himself, the man you can't understand. Mansell, how are you?
Oh, my God, Mignon, Angeli Bob. You know, I was listening to the show when you guys were talking,
yeah.
And I had to say that it's amazing to be part of a radio show with the two biggest AFL legends in the country, and that's Angeli Bob. And Feathers Daisy Thomas himself. Okay, this is unbelievable. I was listening to you, Jelly Bob.
Yes.
You're so eloquent, and you sound just weirdly, you sound really weirdly, like almost like sexy. I can't believe it.
Oh, wow.
And after Feathers Thomas, you sound like you've gone to university. You sound so well educated.
You know what
and
I'm
people
like,
don't
mate.
Really know the truth about you.
A company man, a company man.
What are you?
The king of the jungle. You're the superstar, of course. Has your life changed? Have you signed any new sponsorship deals or, some new feathers?
Ashley and Martin, maybe?
I know exactly where you're going. You know, my life has changed in many ways. I mean, in the way that everyone, wherever they go,
yeah.
Everyone just, you know, talk about watching the show, talking about the relationship we all have in the jungle. Everybody asked me how the other contestants were. Everybody asked me, you know, how it was special to see the kids, you know, because that moment with the children in TV was very, very full on. And everybody said, Miguel, you have made me cry. You have made me smile. And that's a great thing because I guess the show has opened to people to really maybe realize that I'm not just the guy that can't jump in the sofa in the living room.
The
I was the guy that was looking after you. I was looking after all my little friends cooking for them.
Yes,
yeah,
you
right.
Know, we have a great
up,
friendship in there.
In the living room with Barry, of course.
You got subtitles on yourself throughout the jungle experience. Your mate Perez told you that when you came in your flat that they were putting you across with subtitles. For anyone listening at home now, you now know why, because you can't understand a word you just said, Miguel.
I love, you know what, Daisy Thomas? Yeah, you're smart ass. I love you very much. But can I tell you something? My subtitles are not subtitles. You are the one that stole all my lines before all the challenges. So I want to let everyone know that you stole most of my lines.
So what have you been...
You know,
it was good to catch up with the other night. Can you believe how many people want to know about Charlotte?
Oh, it's amazing. Like, I think Charlotte... Charlotte is a PR machine with their PR powers. I've been jogging through messaging because obviously we catch up the other day and it was so good to see, you know, each other and hang out at dinner. But like, I remember one of the challenges we had to showcase, you know, what was our powers. And I said, well, Daisy Thomas is a sportsman. No, he's got a lot of power. He's got determination.
I'm
a chef.
Yep.
You know, I got the power of cooking. Charlotte, what power do you have? You are a PR power.
It's not even funny.
Is that your joke? Now, righto. Now, we got an opener for your joke, all right, Manuel? So wait for the opener, and then we want one of the best jokes, okay? Here we go.
In the day with a laugh, this is Miguel's joke.
Oh, there you go.
I got three little jokes.
Oh.
So I chose the small ones because if I say a long one, nobody will understand anything. Yeah.
Right.
So the first one is a cooking one. This one is for you, Sarah. What did the cheese say to himself in the mirror?
I don't know. What did he
say? Hello, me.
Hello, me.
Oh, like halloumi.
Halloumi.
Oh, very halloumi. Good. Very good.
Get the punchline right. It's a halloumi. Halloumi, yes.
The second one is for you, Billy Brown, 1967. The second one is for you.
Yeah.
This is a chef one.
Yeah.
One chef tell other, I just burned 2,000 calories in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And the other chef say, oh my God, how you done this? And the chef say, I forgot to take the brownies out of the oven.
Just laugh, Daisy, laugh. And number three, and then that's it.
Number three. Yeah. This is for you, Peter, because I know you love this drink and it's your favorite one. What is the Mexican guy do to his wife when he's really thirsty? Why he push her out of the balcony?
I know, but...
Tequila!
Oh, no. But not when he was really thirsty. What's that got to do with it? You got the joke wrong.
Can I please say something before you guys cut me out?
Yeah.
In the jungle, we had the best time. It's amazing. We have three comedians. And Billy Bob, you are a star because you brought your joke book.
Yes.
And I remember we had to use all the jokes to get the comedians to do a joke. Yeah. And there never be one joke. In the jungle.
Like the three hobos one. But anyway, now the living room, when's it on? Friday nights?
Friday night, 7:30, Channel 10. We're starting in a month, a new, fresh, amazing launch. That's fantastic, with all new concept. The same host, your favorite one, Barry.
Barry's there.
Gringo. Amanda Keller, 7:30, Channel 10. Oh, yeah.
Feathers, thanks for joining us,
Feathers.
Mate.
I haven't understood a word, but it's been great.
But can I please say something?
Cut him off, Raj. Cut him off. Get him out of here. Thanks, Feathers. You've been great.
He'd be still talking.
Yeah, he will be.
Oh, you got to love him, buddy. He's passionate about everything. He loves it. And a great chef. Thank you, Rabs. Thank you, Dave. Another show.
Bill.
Done.
Thank
one to go.
You. One to go. I'll be hungover again. Thank you.
Good on you.
There you go.
Wow.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is knocked off for the day.
You know what time it is?
What?
Frothy time!
The new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Tour quality that doesn't cost the same as tour quality.